Hello everyone, I'm Billy.
I'm Stu.
Still Stu?
No, I'm not this time.
Not this time?
No.
Excellent.
No. You know, we actually
something fresh.
I received a complaint about this very joke.
Really?
Yeah.
By who?
Someone said, and they won't be named, they go, "Why do you still do the Still Stu? It's not funny." And I went, well...
Was it your mum?
No, it was another complainant. And they went, "Why do you still do that?" And I went, "I don't know. You know what it should be? It should be at the end. Should be at the end, not at the beginning."
All right, okay, we'll try it out
the
next
original
episode.
The original joke was at the end.
All right,
and
well,
I went, well, you know, Billy likes his jokes.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll try it out at the end. But yes, I'm Billy. You're possibly Stu.
Yeah. Well, no, I am.
You are Stu. And we are Like to Watch, the podcast where we talk about all the things we've been watching over the week, from movies to TV and everything in between. And this week, we have a special. We are doing a double feature.
Double whammer.
So, we've already watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
But we are watching Free Fire.
Yes.
And so, our podcast episode is going to be a double feature.
Yes.
It's been a few days, so we're going to be talking about Guardians. We're not going to do too many spoilers, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah. I don't think you can spoil a lot of Guardians when we get around to it.
No. But yes, so, and this week it is Stu's turn to do the intro.
It is.
And it'll definitely be better than last week's intro by me.
I don't think so, but we'll find out.
Alrighty.
We like to watch, and today we are free firing. Oh yeah, we're free firing, because we like to watch.
Yeah.
We're not free.
Yours is marginally better than mine.
We're not free falling, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're not free falling.
No, Tom Petty.
We're free firing. Yes. All right. So on to our news and trailers and whatnot. So there's been a few trailers out this week. One you haven't watched, which
yes.
I don't know. No, it's not really a trailer. It's more of a prologue.
Prologue.
There's been a new prologue for Alien Covenant. They're really like push, like more. We've complained about people, movies that push heaps of ads and whatnot, but they're really pushing it with
the
ads and
like,
everything.
It's starting to feel like a little insecure. Like,
yeah, they're worried.
Like, you used to be like top dog. You were like Alien.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like, oh, there's a little bit more to the story and a little bit more to the story.
I think it's maybe 20th Century Fox are worried. Like, they're happy with it, but they're also worried about
The
Prometheus effect, but I enjoy Prometheus.
Yeah,
so, okay.
But I guess the only positive is that they're not doing like what we had with Ghost in the Shell. They were doing, oh, you want to watch the first 5 minutes of the movie? They're adding all these little bits of like his story before and after, and
yeah.
Like they're adding to the lore,
yeah,
not
so
necessarily giving us more of the film. Because
so this is the second prologue. The first one was like you didn't watch it.
No, it was like the first, it was 5 minutes before the film starts. Is
yeah,
that what,
it's like, you know, introducing each other to this. This next shipload of, I guess, colonists.
Yeah, which I am going to go watch these when it's after it's released, or 2 weeks.
So this prologue is, well, according to, I didn't know this, when I just watched it, it's set after Prometheus, and it's David and Shaw, the only survivors of the first film, Prometheus. And it's what happened to them after. And it goes for about 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
It doesn't delve fully, but it shows a little bit.
And is it Fassbender as he's
Fassbender being... she repairs David.
Okay. Back fully into the... Okay.
Yeah, back fully into the body. And they're like, you know, camaraderie type thing. And it's David talking about it, like narrating it.
Okay.
But also showing it in real time. And they're trying to find the engineer planet.
Yeah.
Which they do, but it shows that it'll take a while to get there. And then on the actual Twitter page for 20th Century Fox, when they posted it, it said it's set 10 years after. So I think it was set straight away after, but then it took them 10 years to get there because it shows Shaw in a sort of the engineer version of putting someone to sleep.
Okay, because
like
they were in
cryo sleep.
Okay, because they were in like 2 years. I think in Prometheus they'd been in travel for 2 years on the way to like.
So I think it took them 10 years to find the.
And are they in like? And they're in one of the engineer ships.
Yeah, the one that flew off.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because you see them leaving right at the end of Prometheus. Like,
yeah, so. Exactly. The other trailer, Kingsman, The Golden Circle. So yes. Actual trailer.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It feels like a proper old school Bond trailer.
Yeah.
Over the top and everything. Like a Sean Connery, maybe. What's the other one? What was the one after Sean?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Yeah. So I still would have been happier if we like got Colin Firth as a reveal in the film.
Yeah. So right. There is a reveal in like right at the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
But there's not much. It's more like Iggy and...
Is the girl in it?
She is for part of it. Okay. But who's sort of the Q?
Mark Strong.
Yeah, who's Mark Strong playing?
What's I can't remember their names. Yeah, I've only seen the film once.
Yeah, so same. So it's Iggy and Mark Strong's character... like looking at footage and they can see Colin Firth with an eye patch.
And the whole, what it looks like the sort of the Kingsmen's, they've been bombed or something.
Yeah, and it's like them...
on the run.
Not dealing with the American version of Kingsman, but it's not like a separate branch or anything.
First, is it Channing Tatum?
Yeah, Channing Tatum with the...
That's never a
gadget
bad thing.
Gadget whip.
Never a bad thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The world needs more Channing Tatum.
And then there was also a trailer for Cars today.
Yep.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I'm sorry, Cars 3.
Yeah.
I watched it, but I've seen all the trailers for Cars, but I've never seen a Cars film.
It's got Cars?
It's got Cars in it. It's the next thing. It's similar to the other ones where I think Lightning McQueen loses a race.
That's a thing. I think he's Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson. He loses a race and then he has to go and train and be faster.
So every car movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cool. I won't watch it, but I'm like, I've got no problem that it exists.
So there was some news as well. So Kathleen Kennedy, it's Kathleen Kennedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
She confirmed, I can't remember, I think it was to a magazine or a website,
That
the Star Wars Originally Trilogy is not being re-released.
She's confirmed your sources. My sources were that it was coming. Your sources were that it weren't, remember?
Really?
So she's confirmed. My sources are bunk.
Yes, your sources
I'm never going to them ever again. They're useless.
So, yes. So they're not getting a re-release.
It's a shame.
Look, I mean, I have them on DVD.
Yeah.
From that one time. Yeah. I think that was a fluke.
Yeah.
I think that was an accident. There was a DVD release. I can't remember what year. It was... early, mid-2000s?
Still reckon this will happen one day, though.
Yeah, I reckon it will.
Because I know they're saying it now, but strategically things can change.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
But not in the immediate future.
Yes. Now, in sad news, director Jonathan Demme, is it Demme or Demme?
Demme.
Has died, age 73, from cancer complications. Yeah. He made Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And also Philadelphia.
Yeah, really.
He's made a few bombs, but for the most part, he's made some great films.
You go back and watch Silence of the Lambs. That still
holds up. I love Silence of the Lambs.
And it holds up. It has not aged.
I haven't watched Philadelphia in years, though.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
I don't even throw on my list.
But in recent years, he's been making more documentaries.
Okay.
And on musicians and stuff.
Oh.
And apparently he's been directing, music videos and shit.
I haven't been. Yeah,
which is pretty cool.
But 73 is pretty...
Yeah, I know.
Relatively young.
Like, I mean, if you've got... Yeah, I know. And nowadays, if you've got cancer around that age, it's kind of... I don't know. It's complications with cancer, so who knows.
Yeah.
Maybe you got past it, but then...
Yeah.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah.
Punch it in the dick.
Or vagina. Whichever type you've got.
Yeah. Everyone's favourite kooky director, M. Night Shyamalan, has...
Shyamalama Bing Bang.
Yes. That's not his real name as well.
Shyamalama Bing Bang, no.
Yeah. No, Shyamalan.
I think. It's like Todd Smith or something.
Yeah. He's come out and said that the direct sequel to Unbreakable and Split is called Glass, and it's an actual exact date, January 18th, 2019.
Seems like a long way off.
Yes. So, I don't know. Like, and it's apparently going to be starring Bruce Willis, Samuel Jackson... James McAvoy. I don't know about the girl that was in Split, maybe.
23 other personalities from Split.
Yes.
The Beast.
The Beast.
The Child. The fashion designer.
Yes.
I'm so down for that.
Because yeah, no, look, I am.
Shyamalan.
It's been
is
a long
back.
Time since I've watched Unbreakable, though.
But you like it?
I did. I enjoy it.
I love
it. It was an interesting take.
It's amazing. I now want to go back and rewatch Split. I haven't watched it since going in knowing what we
I
want to
watch Unbreakable first and then
Split. Yeah, that'd be a nice little double feature. I think Split should be out on Blu-ray soon.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll do a movie re-release of Unbreakable.
Yeah, I think they should, because Unbreakable's getting on now. It'd be maybe somewhere like Hayden Orpheum might throw... Or Sixth Sense Unbreakable
kind of
double
first,
would be nice.
Would that have been one of the first modern, like, our age...
comic
superhero
book.
Films
as like an original property, I think so.
So you don't watch this, but it's news to me. Scream season 3, which was renewed for a shortened season 3, and I think I've been talking to you about this for the entire time, that I was only going to watch it for the sake of finishing off the storyline that's been going on in the past two seasons. And
you were
petering
as it went to the end of season 2.
It's now had a creative reboot. And so now it's going to be completely different story, completely different set of characters and actors. And it's going to be almost like an anthology series.
You're back.
Kind of interested. Yeah, it's only six episodes.
That tickled your interest.
Yeah, and Queen Latifah is now an executive producer, which I don't understand.
You had me at Queen Latifah.
But Brett Matthews is now the showrunner, and he's the showrunner for Supernatural, which is kind of cool. I've watched that on and off.
How many years has Supernatural been going?
Look, I mean, that's got to be at least 10 seasons now, 10 season plus.
Like, would it be closer to 15, or am I imagining things?
No, I would say, like, I've always wanted to go back and and catch up, but it's one of those shows that has, like, the 20 episodes per season, and I'm like, and they go for like 45 minutes an episode. So
okay.
It's not.
It started in 2005.
And how many seasons have they got?
There'd be one a year, I imagine. I mean, 288 episodes. It's up to, this is 13th seasons.
Wow. Okay.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because it just feels, gets always, and that's why. But like...
Yeah, and they're all like 20 episodes a season. I'm like, and they're 45 minutes an episode. It's like,
it's a hell of a lore and everything that
to
they...
To catch up on. I think I stopped like season 4 or something.
But they have fun. I'm not
yeah.
saying it's a bad
no, no, no.
show. I'm
yeah,
not saying
no, no,
it's a
no,
bad
no, no,
show.
No. They have a lot of fun. They do interesting takes on, like, you know...
And the stars seem to...
Supernatural mythology.
And the stars seem to be very giving because they come out to the cons.
Oh, yeah.
And
they have a lot of fun. It's like they have a... It's like they have a lot of fun making this show as well.
And why not? You've got a set gig and you're...
Exactly. Do you know what? How I know it's really old? I remember, is it Jordan Nichols or something? The one with the short hair, not the long hair.
The hot one? Or are they both hot? I don't
know. Depends on who you talk to.
Wow.
There's one with short hair.
The long one, yeah, it's Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki.
Which one's the one with the short hair?
The bad boy, the sort of the Jeremy Renner-esque.
Yes.
That's Jensen Ackles.
A better looking Jeremy Renner.
That guy?
Yeah, is it Jensen Ackles?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was interviewed, and I remember this, when Good News Week did an up late show.
Yes. Mikey Robbins and co.
When they did an up late show with Flacco and the Sandman.
Yeah, nice.
So that's how old it is.
Greetings, poignant friends.
So in other news, so Jurassic World 2, we know that's been coming out for a while. It's been confirmed that Jeff Goldblum's character is going to be returning for it. And it's going to be
Sydney's own Jeff Goldblum.
Yes. And that was the other part I was leading to. He was in Sydney recently, a pop-up. Because he has his own chain of food trucks called Chef Goldblum.
Is that not the greatest name for a food punny truck name?
Shit,
Chef Goldblum's is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And he,
how great is it that his name is Jeff and they just changed the Chef?
That destroyed the internet yesterday afternoon.
And I think, the fact that it's like... And I mean, the thing is, like... I think it's just a food truck, snacks and salads and everything. That's the perfect thing for Aussies. I mean, it's not barbecue weather at the moment.
No,
but
it's definitely...
Who doesn't love a snag on the barbie? Snag sandwich.
And just like, I nearly popped down to Wynyard today to see if he was back down there. I imagine the crowds would have been...
I'm based in Macquarie Park and I wanted to drive to Wynyard, but I'm like, you know what? That's going to be too hard to park at Wynyard.
It's worth a parking ticket.
Yes. Final bit of news, and a bit weird. So, World War Z has got a sequel, and also a director attached to the sequel, which is David Fincher. Now, when World War Z, the original, the first film came out, it was they mentioned they were going to do a sequel, and it was going to come like out 2 or 3 years later, yeah. But it got scrapped.
And we're coming off the back of what a...
How many years has it been since the first one?
A while. Like at least 4 or 5. Yeah. Maybe 4. But it, and it was a fuck-up of a production to begin with.
The first one?
Yeah. It was like... They had to basically go in and rewrite the ending. And had they had... It blew well over budget. Damien Lindelof came in and did rewrites. Have you seen the first one?
I have. And I haven't read the book. But I went with my two mates. See, this is pre... We like to watch as well. Mm. I went with my two mates to watch it who had read the book. And it was... It was totally different to the book.
Yeah.
Like, it had some elements. I mean, there was the zombie apocalypse and everything, and it was sort of Brad Pitt's character, like, travelling around. But the World War Z book is more about...
It's like a diary, isn't it?
Yeah, like, he goes and interviews people, which is what, like, Brad Pitt's character kind of do, like, but except...
Their stories going back.
Yeah, but instead of interviewing people in the movie, it's more him trying to find the cure.
It was, just looking at my review now, it was 2013 for June 2013. Mm. So I don't know what I thought about it. Let me find out from my memory what I liked. Yeah, it's really odd. Okay, the only thing I can think of is I think, and I haven't looked at the behind the scenes stuff, I'm not sure if Brad Pitt's Plan B Productions were the producers of World War Z. Mm. So I don't know if he's still attached to this one, do you know?
Brad Pitt is attached to this.
Okay.
Well, because he's apparently good friends with David Fincher.
Well, Seven, Fight Club, you know, so okay. But maybe this is going to be like bringing James Cameron into Alien, like doing Aliens.
Mm.
It might be able to take it in a completely different...
I'm curious as to what... Because, I mean, didn't... The whole thing about the first film is that he found the cure,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
And the zombie virus was cured.
Yeah, well, yeah, so cured or controlled about? Or
yeah.
Maybe they evolved. Maybe it's like another...
Curious.
Yeah, odd. I sort of went... I mean, it's not for us fanboys and girls to go, no, David Fincher, you have to make what we want.
David Fincher is interesting. I like David Fincher.
But I don't want to get robbed of something more interesting. Like, when he's making World War Z 2, he's not making Seven or Fight Club.
Yeah, know, Seven or Fight Club style film.
Yeah, or just something different.
Mm.
Like,
well, I never read... Fight Club had a sequel, but based in comic book form.
Okay.
And I think he wrote it.
No.
But I never...
Again.
I never read it.
What... I mean, it'd be interesting, I guess, because they were going into sort of the financial apocalypse where they're with all the bombs going off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I mean, I'm down. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
I just hope it has a better run than the first one, because I think the first one didn't quite know it by the sounds of things. It was sort of making it up as it went.
Mm.
Then they hit all the problems, because the movie really does take, like. It takes a complete left-hand turn. When they get to the research facility, you can clearly tell that it's been shot... Like, it's a brand-new movie. Like, they sort of went...
They did feel that. There was a lot of product placement as
well.
Well,
we're jet-setting around the world like zombie experts, and then all of a sudden it's out. The other weird thing was how many people got cut out of World War Z. There was a whole thing they made... There was a whole thing about... How Matthew Fox was apparently... He was a helicopter pilot who had an affair with Brad Pitt's wife while he was out and about on these missions. Because in the movie, Matthew Fox walks by, like, for 2 seconds when they're on the aircraft carrier. I'm like, is that Michael... Is that Matthew Fox?
And then
there's nothing. It's all been butchered, so...
Who knows? Maybe.
Fincher's a good... Like, Fincher really drops the ball, so...
Yeah. So that's news.
Yep.
I guess we'll talk about what we've watched this week.
Now, I've pretty much only got Guardians.
All right. Well
that I want to talk about, because I rewatched Rogue One last night. I just spoke about it. It's too good.
Yes.
I like it.
Well, myself and Stu have sort of decided that leading up to the release of Star Wars, the release of the new Star Wars film, Return of... God, I can't even, my brain is...
Last Jedi.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a sort of rewatch.
One a month.
So one episode a month, we'll have like an additional... We still haven't worked out the kinks
yet. Yeah, it'll either be the whole episode, we've got to look at what like the cinematic release is.
Mm.
But yeah, we're sort of working out roughly one a month, do a deep dive. Mm.
We might even do it as part of that current episode for that week.
Yeah, we might even be, like, I've mentioned it to a few people and they're like, can I come on?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, if you want to just sit and randomly talk about, like...
Empire Strikes Back,
yeah.
All right. So, I guess, do you want to talk... Is there any other films or TV shows that you watched this week that you want to talk about?
No, that's it. Is there anything worth highlighting?
I mean, I saw Guardians. I finished off Grace and Frankie. But I mean, I've talked about it anyway.
Yep.
The only other thing is I restarted watching Twin Peaks.
Okay.
So,
preparation
that's great.
For...
Yeah. And my partner's watching it for the first time, so it's very interesting watching his reactions, and I'm enjoying it. It's kind of watching someone else watch something that you love.
Is it dated, or is it okay?
Sort of no, sort of yes, yeah. Kind of. I mean, it's still that kooky mystery, like, mm-hmm. It's still like watching something set in that sort of kooky era.
And there's, because I've never seen it, but I'm guessing there's no real...
I didn't realize you hadn't seen
no,
it.
No, never caught it. I just didn't get caught up in those. But I take it there's no real technology that can date it. There's no real computer. It's sort of pre-computers, pre-phone, so it's just in classic...
I mean, Agent Cooper is sort of recording into a dictaphone.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
someone
yeah.
talked about that. It's like, you know... Will he be updated for modern times,
yeah.
sort of thing? You know, the whole, like, him talking to his... Leaving a message on his dictaphone for his secretary or his assistant. He's going to be doing that via phone type thing. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's all in preparation. And after watching... we're up to the second... We've finished the first season.
Okay.
Giving a break of about a few days.
How many are there?
And then we're going to watch the second season. First season has 8 episodes. Second season, I think, has 20.
Okay.
So watching that...
40 minutes? Hour?
The first one goes for a little bit longer, the pilot episode. But the rest are about, half an hour, 40 minutes.
Okay.
But they're pretty good. They're pretty easy to dive into.
Yeah.
And then we're going to watch... I can't remember if it is on Stan, because I'm watching it via Stan.
Yep.
I can't remember. The movie is on Stan, which is Fire Walk With Me, which is sort of... A prequel / sequel.
And this one you posted, that the Hayden Orpheum.
Yeah, the Hayden Orpheum are showing it. So cool. If I watch it in time for the Hayden Orpheum's showing of it, I might watch it.
And that's one... Like, Fire Walk With Me is just one movie. It's one movie?
One movie. It is a prequel, and it also is... It's weird. It's like a prequel and sequel. It's mishmash.
And $15. Like, it sounds like it's worth it.
Yeah, the only thing is...
You've been there before, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's just... That particular film, like... Fire Walk With Me, I've only ever seen it once. It's full on. Like, the character of Laura Palmer, she dies. But, like, you find out, it's not a spoiler, this. I mean, you eventually find it.
Twin Peaks is about who killed Laura Palmer. Isn't it,
like? But it's like, it goes into detail, her life leading up to the murder, the Fire Walk With Me, and how it got murdered. Like, it's quite brutal showing the murder scenes.
Is she just a normal character?
No, she always only in the movie she's in it as a normal character.
For how long? Like, she just,
like
she
leading
it?
Up to it. Yeah, she's in it. Like,
okay.
Her day-to-day life and everything.
Okay.
It's a bit full on.
Okay.
So I don't know about watching that as a movie at the cinema. It's a bit...
Does it add to your experience of the series seeing Fire Walk With Me? Or
yeah,
is it
does. Because it sort of shows a bit of... I don't know, it expands the mythos a bit of the show, why people did certain things. It's got fucking David Bowie in it. I'm going to watch it just for that.
The bow?
Yeah, the bow. I'm curious, it would have been interesting if David Bowie was still alive, if he would have been in the Revive series. I'm curious as to if he would have been in it.
Yeah. Well, how do we...
Well, that's the thing, I don't know.
I wonder if he may have shot stuff. Or
we don't know.
Really filmed, because didn't someone else... The other actor died, Miguel Ferrer, was...
A few people who have since passed, like the log lady, she filmed some scenes, so that's interesting. Some actors and actresses haven't returned. Lara Flynn Boyle has apparently not returned. And she played the main character.
Her in ages.
She just hasn't done much.
She did TV or?
Yeah, she did, but I mean, I don't think she's done much since.
Like, she's fun.
Yeah. Like, so I'm curious as to why she didn't turn
up. Manny Black too. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, but yes, so watch that. I'm enjoying it. But other than that, just Guardians of the Galaxy. So shall we dive into Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2? Alrighty, so yeah, so Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Still set in space.
Yep.
It's set, I don't know, a few years after the, maybe a year or two after the first
film. Yeah, it's
film.
Hard to tell. It's sometime.
And it's the Guardian, it starts off with the Guardians on a job.
Yep.
To protect something.
Protecting some batteries.
Yes, and protecting like a power source for this planet called, this race called the Sovereign, who are very like...
Perfect,
they're the peak of humanity. They're like, if you've ever watched like a science fiction film, there's always like a character or race who have like made themselves or genetically modified themselves to be the peak of humanity. And they are. They're like, they're all golden and everything. And they hired
the
Guardians.
They're like Scandinavian beauties.
Yeah,
like
they've hired the Guardians to do the job for them because it's beneath them to do it.
Yeah.
And so they're protecting, the Guardians are protecting this power source from this monster. And then it sort of just leads on from there. Some new missions and adventures.
It's a chase film, mate.
Yeah, it's a chase film because Rocket steals shit.
Rocket steals a couple of batteries and the Sovereign don't appreciate it.
No, and they're chasing after them.
Yeah.
And while that's happening, Star-Lord is sort of dealing with the, like, he wants to...
He's still trying to find his father.
Yeah, trying to find it. After the information he gleaned in the first movie, he wants to find out more about his dad.
Yondu's still chasing the Guardians.
Yeah, and sort of Yondu is having a... sort of, I guess, not midlife crisis, but... crisis of conscience.
Yeah.
Because all the other Ravagers... Yondu did something many years ago which sort of split up all the Ravagers up into various factions.
Which is odd, because we don't get a sense of that in the first one.
No, you don't.
But then we don't see him interacting with any other Ravagers. They're Ravagers, aren't they? Ravagers?
Yeah, Ravagers. And like, and Yondu's faction is sort of like the, sort of, I guess, Jabba the Hutt's palace version of the Ravagers.
And really,
scum and villainy.
Star-Lord meets his dad.
Yes, Star-Lord meets his dad.
I'm not
going to
go too
Ego.
Much into that because that's his. That there's some cool stuff.
Mm.
And then after that, we sort of hang out for the next hour and a half. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this facetiously.
No, look, I mean,
can I give you my problems with this film?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
We'll talk in
general. That's why we're here. We're here to talk about films.
We'll talk in generalities.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm not going to get into spoilers.
But yeah,
I envisage this like Guardians 2. Is like a sound mixing board, which has all the elements like on little dials
of Guardians 1.
And someone has come along and just cranked certain things. Oh, you like Groot? We're going to crank Groot. You like Rocket? We're going to crank Rocket. We're going to up the Drax saying awkward stuff. We're going to give him someone to say awkward stuff to. We're going to like all these things. You're going to take Star-Lord's cheekiness, we're going to downplay that this time because he's the more emotional core. That's what hurt this film for me.
I agree with that. They've sort of amped up a bit the whole socially awkwardness between
Drax.
Between Gamora and Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Like, trying to push them into... They've even said in the movie, it's like...
an unspoken thing, like cheers.
Yeah, like cheers.
Yeah.
But do you get
what I mean? Like in the first one, like Pete, like Star-Lord is like the Han Solo character. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's always got a quip, but he's good at his
job.
Whereas
now he's more Han Solo, Return of the Jedi.
Well, now he's just like, I've got all these issues and I'm trying to work things out. And the whole, just a couple of times in this film, it's 16 or 17 minutes longer than the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I felt like it was longer than that.
See, the first one is 2 hours. This one's like 2:16, 2:17.
I think because the first one was more...
It's pace, quicker pace, bang, let's go.
Whereas
let's go.
This is more like pace,
slow
pace,
down, and then
slow down for talking and juxtaposition.
The handbrake goes on at about two or three times, and a few times I was like, all right, can we, like, because there's a few mysteries, and they're like, this person isn't who you think they are. This isn't what you think it is. And you're going... That in that reveal was like, it wasn't, didn't feel like the bank robbery movie of the first one, the heist of like, let's find, or with the, like, yeah, trying to get the, what's the, like, Maltese Falcon, like the
the Infinity Gem.
No, yeah, but when everyone's always going after the one sort of, you know, the one object kind of thing. Like,
No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, this sort of went...
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A lot. I enjoyed it a lot, but I do agree with you in that it's a different pace to the first one. And I'm not saying it's in a bad way. It just made me... I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. It feels like
I'm still enjoying it. It
feels like a real, like, we're just going to stop and chill out, and the MCU isn't even in this movie.
Yeah.
Which is either...
I like that about the Guardians films, though.
Yeah, it's like that there's... Like, the first one felt like we had to have Thanos squeezed in there, and we had to have a few other things. You're getting an Infinity Gem, you're getting Thanos, and you're getting the Kree, and which is fine.
Yeah, well, the other thing I read recently is that this is still way beyond the current MCU. So apparently, for Guardians to meet up with the next Avengers film, it'll be 4 years between Guardians 2 and that.
Yeah, okay, so Earth...
That'll be interesting.
So Earth is present in this movie. Like, there's a, like, the bubbling, that substance bubbling up on the surface.
Yeah.
When in the MCU is that meant to be... Well, I wonder when that is, or is that current day? Is that
I don't know.
Is that post Civil War?
I'm not sure.
So, performance-wise, I really thought Kurt Russell was a great addition.
Oh yeah,
the girl playing Mantis was great.
Mm.
The woman playing the head of the Sovereign, she's great.
Yeah, Aisha.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, there were some cameos, like the role of that Stephen Sylvester Stallone played, as Starlight.
Yeah.
Starhawk, I think. As one of the other Ravager factions. That was cool, but I could have had it, couldn't have not had it sort of thing. It could have been a cameo right at the end instead, and I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a make or break thing.
But it kind of, because Stallone's...
But it added to
like,
the...
Stallone's a cartoon character anyway, yeah, so he sort of like fit in well.
But the thing is, he looked good.
Yeah.
He looked better.
He always does.
No, I know. But, like, I mean, other times he looks like he just woke up from a bender.
Looks
but, like
he's not,
this one he looks...
And he's not trying to be a tank. He's not, like, trying to be
Well,
massive.
Mind you, the costume he had on probably hid the...
The
roided arms.
I really like the colour scheme. Felt like someone bammed up the colour a lot. Like, it felt like... Because I rewatched Guardians on Saturday.
Mm.
I'm not going to... Like, I figure because we're talking about it, I'll weave him back the two. It felt, again, the criticism's always been of the Marvel films of late that they turn down the colour. Well, like some say the black levels are down. And I thought this, really, the colours were popping.
Yeah.
I saw it in 2D, didn't see it in 3D, which always helps.
You know, when people complain about the colours, I feel like sometimes...
I do see it. I do see it too,
but I sometimes feel like some people... I don't know.
Hang their hat on their one, that, on that
yeah,
one
Yeah, they're
thing.
Grasping straws sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it's like... What, you overlook the myriad of problems in something like BVS, but you're like, oh, but I like the colours. You're like, well, who cares? Colours in a shit film don't make a good, like...
Exactly.
I had a fun time with it. I'd be interested to go back and watch it again, because I wasn't, like... It's weird. I wasn't, like, super jazzed for this. I wasn't like, I've got to see it,
See, this thing. You... Okay, so...
But then when I
went with, like... So I went with myself and my partner. Yeah. Myself and Stu watched it at two separate cinemas.
Yep.
I watched it... See, I don't know. I want to re-watch it. I had a shit time at the cinema I went to. I'm not going to name drop the cinema, but I had a really shit time at the cinema.
Because it's not a particular...
And I know, I know I'm sort of going off on a tangent now, but like, if you have your biggest cinema and it's showing that, and you have a function... Maybe put the function in a different cinema, not upstairs, and close off the upstairs section.
Sure.
And then, I'm stuck right at the front of the cinema and off to the side, which I hate.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, myself and my partner had to move because we felt like sardine cans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I sat down, watched the film, I enjoyed it, but it was more like I didn't have a comfortable experience watching it.
This is why I was in the confines of
I know.
VMAX with a giant seat.
I should have given you my money and you bought our tickets and we would have caught up with you.
You never say no to that beautiful Dolby sound and or the Atmos.
Shouldn't have been cheap. But look, I want to rewatch it again, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I want to see stuff that I missed.
Yeah.
Did you watch it 3D or 2D?
2D.
Same. Yeah. I was curious as to why.
Which I think helped.
I was curious if, like, I don't think 3D was allowed.
Not sure. I had 3D previews, but not 3D. It was weird. They were handing out 3D glasses just for one trailer.
Which trailer?
Pirates.
Oh, God.
And it looks horrible. Oh,
yeah. So which trailers do you have?
Pirates. Can't remember. Oh, King Arthur. And
I had Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah. But that's because they can choose there at your cinema. They probably got more control over.
I can't remember what else Thor I had. 3. That's the thing. It was like...
I was surprised we didn't have Thor trailer.
No, I didn't have Thor.
I really
want to
see that on the big screen.
Yeah, look, I... And my partner, not a fan of the comics. As a fan of the comics, I enjoyed it. I picked up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he had fun making fun of the fact that I was squealing like a little child at certain cameos, which were amazing. And I'm pretty sure some of the people who listen to us who read comics will probably be squealing at the same cameos.
Which cameo are you? What section are we talking?
I don't want to say it, but okay. It's like it's in the film and at the end of the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it involve Stallone?
No. It involves Stan Lee.
Okay.
It's one of the Stan Lee cameos, and it's who he's with. That anyway.
Okay, yeah, because I noticed that in this. That's something.
Okay. It's funny.
All right.
But I mean, that's not a spoiler. I mean, Stanley's in every single Marvel film, so that's fine.
We had Howard the Duck in there as well.
That was fun. Yeah. And I think Howard the Duck, they'd given a different voice. I know who. It's
It was Seth Green before.
Yeah, Seth. Was it Seth Green before?
I thought it was Seth Green in Guardians. Is it now Seth Green again?
It was in this one. It sounded like Seth Green.
Yeah, it was Seth Green the first one.
Oh wow, interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
it was very more noticeable that it was Seth Green in this one.
Yeah, well, the last one was like he literally had a couple of seconds.
Mm.
Yeah, it was. What do you think of the music choices?
I like them. Yeah. I mean, it's not music, not a lot of music that I've heard.
Yeah,
but I like them.
It didn't feel as like hidden gems like the first one. Like the first one, you're like, oh, I haven't heard that song in ages. The way this song felt a bit like.
I want to go on. I mean, they've basically released the soundtrack onto Spotify.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I'm going to go listen to it on Spotify tomorrow.
Yeah,
I mean, good way to look out the weekend.
They're all awesome, awesome songs. I thought Baby Groot is adorable.
It's
ridiculous, and they just do him so well. Rocket's great.
Mm.
Like, I loved. Now. Oh, this may... Oh, maybe it's well. I don't really know. When we get to see Yondu really enjoy using his...
Whistle arrow.
I love the cool, like, how it did the top-down shots.
Mm.
And it just had, like, he was just having... Those sort of sequences...
Those are great.
I love the look of it, but it went on just a little bit too long.
Yeah,
you're like, okay...
That's another example of, like, it could have been shaved off a little bit.
But you're kind of like, how many people are you up against here? Mm. You've shown us a crew of 20, and all of a sudden, you're up against a crew of, like...
50.
Or at least.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all support staff.
Anyway. Those big ships take a while to...
I know. But look, what are you giving it out of 5?
I came straight out of it and said 4.
Same.
But I want to talk some spoiler stuff, so I think we put in a spoiler.
Yeah, okay. Like, all right, so spoiler. Yes.
My issue is with Ego at the end, Ego versus Star-Lord, did that not just become Superman versus Zod? Like, if you sub that underground scene into, like, downtown Metropolis, they're banging into buildings. There was just two super beings that can't get killed. Where does that leave us? It felt very much like, just again, two invincible beings going at it.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I feel like
I know there's some emotional stuff because it's like father and son. I love the joke, like the Pac-Man joke was cool.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, he was doing that to let his to give his friends a chance to leave.
Well, but also to get into the to the brain.
Yeah,
like it was a distraction and a fight sort of thing, and it was meet like father and son. But I was just like,
was there another way to stop ego?
Well,
besides?
Yeah, but did it have to turn into basically Superman versus Zod? Like, because they were just crashing into.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, and maybe,
but I mean, well, that's the thing. The entire they're inside ego.
No, I get that. No, I get.
So I mean, like literally, it's them versus each other on the planet. It's
I did love the look of Ego's planet.
I'm going to show you a picture of Ego's planet because there's a bit where the spaceship's in space and it looks down at the planet.
The red one when it's like a face.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So that's what Ego looks like in the comics.
Yeah, I've seen that, and looks that, and there was a little nod to that as well.
Yeah.
So I just, that was my only, like, that, I sort of got to that thing and I was like, you know, that was a bit like, oh, come on, get on with it. But then, it's a trope of, like, the films, that, like, the End of Guardians with a big ship trying to land on the ground, they were able to make that something interesting with the Infinity Stone stuff. So I just found this missed some of those nice beats.
I was surprised. I thought, I don't know, I know they said there wasn't going to be any Thanos stuff in this, but I actually thought, oh, okay, maybe there's going to be an Infinity Stone or some shit.
Yeah,
or
this just felt like a timeout. Like, just go, James Gunn, go make a chill-out film. My other problem is the Sovereign were not, and I don't know if this is a joke about them, they weren't a real threat. So in...
That, I think that, I feel like that is the reason why... Okay, so there is... we're in spoiler area anyway. So I feel like them not being a threat is, that's the reason why she made.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying in a story sense.
No.
Like in Guardians 1, you have Ronan the Accuser, who is a real threat. You have Yondu, who's a real threat, always hunting Quill down.
But I guess
that the Sovereign have proven very quickly there's no real menace to them.
I know, but
so they're just staying one step
managed,
ahead of them.
Yeah, I know, but they managed to take down their ship.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, that was a couple of explosions. But what I'm saying, there's not this sense that you didn't think that if the Sovereign got a hold of them, they were going to be like
I feel
not like if Ronan caught up with
them. No, but I feel like Ego was Ronan, and the Sovereign were...
Yondu.
No, the Sovereign were Ronan's... You know, undead warriors. Almost.
Yeah, maybe. I really like the look of the Sovereign.
I felt like, I know it's a separate movie, different area of the universe, but it would have been cool to see the Nova Corps.
Yeah.
Even though we sort of did, but not.
We had enough of them in the first one. So they weren't. Yeah, just a couple of those scenes. Like, I love the finale with all the fireworks. Thought that was really touching. I didn't want to see Yondu go. That was a bummer. I was like, oh, I really like Yondu.
And everyone, this is a spoiler area. We warned you, so anyway.
I don't care, it's our show.
Yeah.
I think the singers were great. You've touched. What? Who is Adam Warlock?
Okay, so Adam Warlock is like. He's sort of a pure, sort of 100% like best of.
Okay. Like a Mr. Universe kind of thing.
Yeah,
type like
thing,
Apollo,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, like the peak of, like, not humanity, because he's not human, but it's peak of, like...
Is he a robot, or is he...
No, it's a person.
What's he... How does he create it? Because he's in a chamber,
he's created in a chamber like that.
Okay.
And so is she, actually. Like, in the comics, her name's Aisha, or her.
Yeah.
And Adam Warlock's also called him, and they're both created like that. But yeah, and I mean, this is just in the comics. He has Adam Warlock is the good person, but then he has sort of like, he has this sort of split personality where there's an evil side to him. And I can't remember what that's called off the top of my head, but yeah. But he's also like, I believe he was also created in the comics to battle Thanos.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think we first meet him in like Infinity War in the comics. Or Infinity War.
I tell you one thing, I went on maybe a little too long. But the opening sequence with Groot dancing while the fight was so going cute. On, I was like, all right, you sons of bitches. Like, you got me. Like, I thought that was really, like, because I love that song as well. I just want to see more of, like, shit-talking Peter Quill instead of, like, I've found my place.
I look forward to shit-talking with the rest of the Marvel Universe. I feel like I hope that actually happens.
Yeah, like him versus Cap and Ant-Man.
Or
like,
him versus Iron Man.
How massive is this world getting? Like, I don't know. Man, maybe the one thing is about Yondu's death. Mate, we've been crying out for ages going, look, you're going to have to take a risk. And
you have to kill people.
Kill people. So maybe this is the start of them going, because Yondu was a pretty big character.
Was surprised.
What do you think of the Kurt Russell, young Kurt Russell CG? Nothing we haven't sort of seen before.
It was actually really good.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was going to be a thing.
Yeah. Like, I reckon young Michael Douglas looked better in Ant-Man.
Really?
I don't know if it was Kurt Russell that did it, because he looked a bit puffy and like he had that puffy sort of smoothed over look. Whereas the one when they had it with Michael Douglas, maybe because he wasn't on screen as long as well. I find, like, since Tarkin, they're getting longer and longer on screen, which is fine. But
someone did like a side on side of, I saw it recently, of Tarkin CGI and Tarkin finger. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, it's like,
like literally like half-half, like half-face, like, next to each other. Actually not bad. If anything, CGI Tarkin is darker, but I mean that's because he's on the ship and the ship is fucking dark.
Get over yourself. It's made at that time. Yeah. If he wasn't there, you'd go...
And it's not like they're doing it more. I mean, they did. But it's more like it was used for a specific purpose.
Yeah. You're not going to see a character coming in for an entire film in it just yet.
All right. Well,
and what were you score-wise? Because you loved it. You're not four. Not bumping, not a 4.5,
no,
not creeping
up. It was like... I don't know. It's either a 4 or a 3.75. Like, I don't feel like it's a 3.5.
Like a light 4.
It's a light 4.
I didn't come out of it like I usually do on a thrill ride going, when's the next one? I was like, I actually went...
I enjoyed it more than Strange.
Well, that's not hard.
Shut up.
I enjoyed my coffee just here more than Strange.
Well, it smelled like shit.
Well, so did Strange. No, but do you see, like, what... Again... This looked better than Strange. The colours really popped.
Yeah, it looked more colourful than Strange, which was strange. No, I expected Doctor Strange to be more colourful.
Yeah, I just...
I do want to rewatch Guardians again, though.
What's happening to me? Am I falling slowly off the Marvel train?
No, you're not.
I don't know. Maybe I'm...
I saw you saying that on Twitter, and people like, yes... Come to the dark side where you hate nice things.
No, I didn't. I just didn't get the... And maybe because I was a bit tired when I saw it. Maybe I just didn't get in that roller coaster the ride. I'm seeing it hopefully again on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And I will take it all in again. I think I'm like... Yeah. Because I guess I didn't like knock down love Guardians the first time we saw it. I saw it with Christoph from the site. I was like, oh yeah, that was fun. And then like the more I watched it, I was like, oh no, this is really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how many of those little hidden gems are in this necessarily.
No.
One thing I did love the look of, that snowy sequence when he did meet Stallone.
Yeah.
That looked amazing.
Yeah, that was like a nice planet, yeah.
And I love the joke of like them bringing blue carpet. And
It looked like an ice neon version of
Hoth.
Tatooine.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, yeah, if Mos Eisley was in the snow.
Yes.
Popping with, yeah. But yeah, I'm comfortable at this stage with 4 out of 5. Maybe it goes up, maybe it goes down on a rewatch, but look, we'll find out.
All right, well, we're going to go watch the other film, Free Fire, and then come back and talk about it. And we're back.
Yep.
Having just watched Free Fire.
I think, is this our first... second film from a director?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, which one's this one?
Ben Wheatley. He made High Rise.
He made High Rise. Quite different to High Rise.
Well, I tell you this much. You do not want to hang out in any of the worlds that Ben Wheatley creates.
No, no, no. You do not.
Because they're just... You feel like you need a tetanus shot from everything that he does.
Fuck. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Putting that out there, I really enjoyed it.
So it's a movie about some people going to buy some guns.
Yeah, so it's about a gun deal.
And it goes wrong.
It doesn't say when it's set, is it?
I'm guessing...
IRA,
so maybe 80s. Just by looking at the clothing, like 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, and it looks
And they talk about someone being a failed Panther, so what's that, like late 60s?
Not sure.
Remember the Panthers?
But looks like they're in the US.
Yeah, in a big warehouse.
This group of Irishmen go there with some money to buy some guns from a motley crew of people.
Yeah, led by Sholto Copley.
Yeah, Brie Larson is the Irishman's contact.
Yeah, and who's Cillian Murphy?
Murphy.
And then it's Armie Hammer. And
Armie Hammer is Sholto sort Copley. Of the middleman.
Have I ever told you how much I love Armie Hammer?
Oh, I love Armie.
He's amazing. He's the greatest.
He can just do whatever he wants.
And he can do no wrong.
Yeah. I am curious as to...
And the cool thing about this is everyone's doing their natural accents. Like Cillian Murphy's busting the Irish. Sholto Copley's got the Afrikaan happening.
Is he really South African?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought he was just putting it on.
No,
he's like, I swear he's putting it on.
Oh, he might be enhanced, but he is South African.
Oh, yeah, but he's like enhancing it. He's like full on like...
No, that's him like being full Afrikaan.
That was fucking hilarious, though. And every single person is... Oh, wait, no, there's some people in here that it's not natural, like...
Well, Noah Taylor's Aussie, but he's not, like, he's there most...
Yeah, like, Noah Taylor's not there for most of it, but, the other guy with the long hair and the glasses that was in that movie... That was
Sing Street.
Sing Street.
He's Irish. Yeah,
he's Irish.
Yeah.
He's playing American.
Everyone's
American.
Yeah, but it was good to see the main people.
Yeah, he's doing American accent. Oh, it's just... Yeah...
And it's funny because...
So stylistically.
And it's all set up so nicely with the tension, and it's all like male egos and everyone's sort of...
Yeah.
No one's rooted back down. And it's all... I like when they get to the critical point, and I think these are the best like genre films, which are best to see in the biggest audience possible, because at one stage, one person from one team is being told to another person to apologise for a pretty fucking heinous thing.
Yeah.
And you just knew... All right.
It's going to go from there.
This is where it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it turns into, like, it's marketed as like a 90-minute shootout. But it's funny because very early in the shootout, everyone gets shot in either the leg or the shoulder. So everyone's on the ground and they spend an hour crawling around shooting each other.
The thing I noticed about it, it's like there's no real soundtrack to the film.
No.
Like, so there's the beginning... Like, I guess the credits and everything.
And some John Denver.
John Denver when someone's, like, playing a cassette in the car. And that's it. It's all silence. It's, like, the deal going on and everything. And it's literally, like, an hour of them crawling around trying to shoot each other.
And I love that, like, Ben Wheatley can't help himself. You're like, he just does grotesque violence, like, well. Like, he just... Like, even that was in High Rise. Like, I know I didn't like... High Rise irked me because I was just like... And we said this on our show. I know what you're doing and it's not for me.
Yeah.
In this case was like, I know what you're doing and it is
for me.
It's for me
because it's this film.
Yeah.
We've talked about in the past how like some people, when they do films set in a certain period, like sometimes the costuming and the style and everything and the scenery and the set pieces can be too much.
Yeah, it's like slavish.
So like, you know, it's like there's being 80s and then there's being like, wow, this is way too 80s for 80s. This is like...
Pretty toned down.
Like, yeah, this is very toned down.
It's either late 70s or 80s, but it's
like
not...
It's like the type that you enjoy sort of
but
thing.
But it's not
like,
Mad Men style.
Yeah,
like
I love the fashion. Like Brie Larson was wearing, it's like...
Yeah, the big shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And, like, it's...
I love it.
And it's great that... I like that... And, you know, we were talking before about Guardians having those sort of, like, it ground to a halt in sometimes.
This is grounding to a halt, but still shooting each other.
No, but this was beautifully going, like... Like, everyone's been shot, and they're like, do we stop? And they're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
No. It's like, man, it's like, if everyone, like, just had a,
and then
like...
there's, like, you know, people turning on each other.
Yeah.
It's like, pay me to shoot
him. Yeah, and it's like, if they all just had a chilled out, they all would have, like, and it has no problem killing people. It has no problem, like...
Backstabbing people.
Yeah, backstabbing and fairly grotesque deaths and just... Yeah.
Oh.
And it's good because they're all got these shitty little guns which are doing not real damage.
They've all got handguns.
And they're all terrible shots.
Yeah.
So I like that people selling guns are really bad at Uzi makes some odd... Like, it's not odd. Like, it's not... I wouldn't say none of it. It's not at all challenging.
No.
But you're like... It just has that, like... Especially because everyone's crawling around. There's, like, some chase scenes which are the slowest chase scenes you've ever seen.
There's chase scene in like, an office section which took, like, 15 minutes. Yeah. And it's, like, hilarious the entire time.
And more gripping than, like, most car chases.
No, I highly recommend everyone go see it.
I'm sort of bummed we didn't catch this at that Monster Festival a couple of years. Because if this had a sellout audience on the right night,
it would have been hilarious.
This like high rise.
There was about 20 people total in our cinema.
And everyone was into it.
Yeah, like, everyone was laughing and cracking up.
I like that.
And then you'll hear someone, like, not to thing, but like, I'll start laughing or you'll start laughing, and then everyone else starts laughing as well.
And there's people like, and this is kind of one of the, like, I think for genre films, it's a bit like what we have with Raw when we saw that. Like, you kind of don't mind people talking because it's like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of part of it. Like, everyone's like, what the fuck? Or like, what, where did this, what the, oh no. Yeah, I know, I can see where this is going. But I love Armie Hammer. Brie Larson was great in it. Like, she wasn't doing much. Like, Cillian Murphy, Sholto Copley, and Armie Hammer are some of my favorite people that you never get to see enough of. Like, Sholto Copley's been doing smaller and smaller stuff. Mm. Like, he had sort of had a, around District 9, he had like his boom time.
Mm.
And then he's been doing his own, like, he's been doing a lot of producing and stuff. It was good to see him back in a big role.
This, I don't think this is being screened nationwide.
No, I think this is exclusive to Newtown.
So it's exclusive to Dendy.
Yeah. Cinema. Dendy Newtown or Dendy?
No, I think Dendy in total, because I saw it's being released in Dendy Canberra.
Okay,
so
cool.
If you, I mean, to all our listeners, if you have a Dendy, go see it.
I mean, because this will probably pop up on VOD as well.
Do you reckon it'll get a wider release at all?
No, not in the bigger cinemas, but I think it'll end up on like Netflix. Or this is a good Netflix show.
I cannot wait to watch this again on TV. I want to invite everyone over to watch it. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
That's the best way to do it. Like, it's genuinely where, again...
And just there's so many parts. Like, as soon as we came out, there's a bit where Armie Hammer does, because someone's... who they thought was dead was alive, and he's like, "Pale Male." Yeah. I'm like, as soon as we came out here before we record, I was like, "This dude, Pale Male."
It's
but
like, whereas that, like, scene, where High Rise is putting like salt in the wound, this is just giving you more wounds and it's more fun. Like,
it's putting glass.
Yeah, it's putting glass and dirt and like
like, okay, and from what I've seen of the trailer. Like the Red Band trailer, there was so, it was that, but so much more.
Yeah, it's just that for an hour and a half.
Like, yeah. And it's
funny because the runtime of this film is an hour and a half, and they talk about in the film, like, they say, like, it's the golden time of an hour and a half before you die. Yeah, so that's like a really, like, I don't know, it's probably not intended, but it sort of really clips along at a good pace as well.
I think, from what I read, he's doing a new film coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be a completely different genre as well. But I think he's involving a lot of people that were in this and some of his other films as well.
Yeah, like because I was looking at
I do like that when a director's sort of like, I like you as an actor.
Kicks the same trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of like, it looks like it'd be a fun film to make.
Just
rolling around in the dirt and playing with guns and being like being a shooter for a little while.
Oh god!
And just like, it's real, like all the effects look pretty cool. Like it's all suit, like it all looks like the squibs and all those sort of things. Lots of blood, lots of dirt, lots of like. And I love that, like mid shootout, there's sort of guys yelling insults at each other, and at stages like throwing rocks at each other and crowbars.
And because it's all on one set, so it's like, you and me are insulting each other, and then it pans to another actor, and you can still hear you and me insulting each other in the background.
Yeah. And it's edited really well. Like, it could have, and you kind of get lost for a minute, but then you think that's probably what it is. I like that in it, like, they weren't all gung ho either. Like, I like the fact that when the actual like fight broke out, some guys were like just cowardly, sort of sitting there hoping it would all just go away.
Yeah, exactly. And one of them did, and one of them like was walking for a while and didn't get shot.
We had a funeral midway through it. Yes. Like, I mean, Armie Hammer just like pulling out joints and having a smoke midway through. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
I want to go again.
See, That's more fun. I have more fun with that than Guardians. Different okay. style. Different, different style. Different thing. But like...
What do you give this?
Four.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a four.
It did start... Like, it was the one note that was stretched to a point where it's like, okay, I've just about had enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's a... It maybe needed a little bit more in the middle to engage a bit more. Like, the sort of the summer... It got a little bit too repetitive of, like... Run, shoot, run, shoot, run, shoot.
Crawl, shoot, crawl, shoot.
It felt like the slowest game of Capture the Flag, if anyone's ever played.
Oh, my God, it was the best.
Like, any first
I love that. The money is in the middle of the area, and they all keep missing it.
Well, and the funny thing is, they're doing... I was expecting everyone to end up busting out the really big guns.
Yeah, they did it.
They got guns and ammunition, and no one just worked as a team and said... Hey, let's get out the M16s that are riding in the truck. They could have cleaned up the other side in a second, but no, everyone's kept their guns. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, next week we have.
I don't know what the big releases are next week. I don't think there's anything major on the horizon.
All right, well, we'll figure out.
No homework because we're school holidays at the moment.
Yeah, school holidays at the moment.
We might slip in the... We might do the Star Wars episode next week.
Maybe. I mean, there's a few Netflix shows starting this weekend. Yeah. There's another one I didn't mention to you. I mean, there's... Is it... Dear White People starts this weekend.
Sandcastle
and also Girl Boss. It's a series. It looks interesting. So yeah, there's a few Netflix stuff.
I'm gonna check out Dear White People.
Same. And I'll probably check out Sandcastles.
Yeah.
But so that's us. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye guys.
Bye.